Welcome to season 28 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where I share ideas and best practices to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back. Another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing this week, covering a topic that is so important: accountability. Accountability. Before we get there, a huge shout out to all the new members of the Ultimate Leadership Academy: JJ and Ashley and Jason and Carlos, Sarah, Richard, Michael, David, Kathleen, and so many more. Welcome to the Ultimate Leadership Academy. We had over 50 people join the Academy for our Black Friday sale, and I'm excited to help you on that journey. And I just announced today that I am going to be doing a live group coaching session on December 9th on coaching others to achievement. Go ahead, join the Ultimate Leadership Academy today. You will get the invite as well. Just go to learnloft.com to sign up today. And I promised my colleague Christina Wilder a special shout out. If you are an HR leader or talent development professional, I want you to be one of the first organizations to get access to Skills Loft. Skills Loft is our new leadership skills assessment platform. What used to take months now takes minutes. Assess the leadership style and skills of a few leaders in your organization or all of the leaders in your organization. It will help you empower leaders with data. It'll help you promote with confidence, coach your people for growth, and most importantly, train the most important leadership skills. Just go to learnloft.com/skillsloft or click on assessment at the top to schedule a free demo today. Skills Loft, so exciting. Now, on to the show. On Saturday after Thanksgiving, I drove from the North Carolina mountains to Clemson, South Carolina, to attend a Clemson football game with my mother and my son, John Ellis. And I hadn't been to a game all year. It was this beautiful day, just magnificent. And it was 31-0 in the first quarter. So it was a little bit of a social event, COVID style, if you will, versus being really interested in the game. But there was something that happened in that game, or what didn't happen in that game, that's worth telling. Clemson has a football player named DeAndre Kendrick, and he is an accomplished cornerback, typically a starter for the team. He wasn't on the COVID report, but he also wasn't on the field on Saturday. He was dressed, but he didn't play. Now, after the game, Dabo Swinney, their head football coach, does his post-game press conference via Zoom. The reporters are asking him questions, and one of the reporters asked Dabo about DeAndre Kendrick. And he said, "I didn't see him on the COVID report, but I also didn't see him play. What was going on?" And Dabo responded to the reporter like this: "He was dressed, but we didn't play him today. Some people say that you were in the doghouse, but I say he was in the love shack. Just a little team discipline for him. Now, I love DK. He is one of my favorite players. But the Bible says the greatest form of discipline is love. So I put him in the love shack this weekend, and hopefully he will respond the right way. He did have a great attitude about it." So Dabo said, "I didn't put DK in the doghouse, as most people think about. I put him in the love shack." Now, I know every leader isn't a college football coach, and most of you are leading adults, not young men or kids. However, accountability is at the center of successful leadership. Because achieving things, becoming a better version of yourself, growing and developing doesn't come without sacrifice. It doesn't come without hard work and getting a little uncomfortable. So here is what I want you to remember and take away today about accountability. Accountability accelerates achievement. Here's the best part. Accountability accelerates achievement for an individual team member. It accelerates achievement for a team. And it certainly accelerates achievement for the leader. It is the golden trifecta. It accelerates achievement for an individual, a team, and the leader that is responsible for that team. And as I wrote in Building the Best, the hardest element of leadership is being a leader of consequence and holding people accountable. Now, accountability is one of these words that has been used to the point its meaning is actually lost. The actual definition of accountability is the obligation of an individual or an organization to account for its activities, accept responsibility for them, and to disclose the results in a transparent manner. I'm going to read it again. I'll just say it again and again. I mean, this rolls off my tongue like nothing else. The obligation of an individual or an organization to account for its activities, accept responsibility for them, and to disclose the results in a transparent manner. The key word here, my friends, is obligation. It is your obligation to hold yourself accountable and to help others do the same. So when some of my coaching clients get back their skills off assessment, they see their accountability score in their dashboard. It's in the 40s or the 50s. And it's like clockwork. Their first response is always the same. This accountability score doesn't make sense, John. I'm not afraid to fire anyone. I'm a leader of accountability. I'm going to tell you what I tell them. The truth is, accountability isn't only focusing on the negative, and firing someone is typically the weakest form of it. But it's not just in leaders like you and me leading teams where we have an accountability problem. We have them in organizations. We have a big problem in organizations around accountability. There was a fantastic study done by the Workplace Accountability Study, and it studied over 40,000 respondents over multiple years. And the study revealed an accountability crisis in organizations, mainly due to one big reason. People view accountability as something that happens to them when things go wrong versus something that they do to ensure they get results. I mean, the way you and I are going to leverage accountability to accelerate achievement is by changing our mindset and then passing that mindset on to our teams or our organizations. So the mindset that you and I have to throw out is, what happens to you when things go wrong? That is what we want to throw out. Accountability is not something that happens to us when things go wrong. Instead, we're going to adopt something that you do to yourself to ensure results. Let's go back to Dabo Swinney as an example. The reason he is able to turn his mindset from the doghouse to the love shack is not just because of his study of scripture, which is great. It's fantastic. It's helped form his opinion. But he can do it because he doesn't view accountability as what he has to do when things go wrong, but something that each player and himself has to do to ensure results. Because he knows if he doesn't make accountability a priority, the results will slip. And as he said a million times, the fun is in the winning. The fun is in the winning. He knows the results might not slip overnight. They might not lose to an inferior team that day. Hell, the slippage of results might not be visible for months or years even. But he knows the formula for results. And he wants his Clemson football program and his players to know that accountability is at the center of their success. So if you lead a team, or you're responsible for an organization, or for other people, I want you to buy into this idea of the love shack versus the doghouse. Change your mindset from what bad thing happens to you when something goes wrong, and instead to what you have to do to yourself to ensure you get results. So if you lead a team, love shack, not doghouse. Now, on the personal side, if you don't lead a team, or you just want to be a higher performer yourself, you want to have more success personally, you will also perform better and get better results if you turn up your obligation for accountability in yourself. The American Society of Training and Development, ASTD, did a study on accountability, and they found some staggering results. You have a 65% chance of completing a goal if you commit to someone. And if you have a specific accountability appointment with a person that you've committed to, you will increase your chance of success by up to 95%. Let me restate this. If you want to turn up the accountability for yourself, you have a 65% improvement of completing a goal if you just commit to somebody else. And you'll have up to a 95% improvement if you have an accountability appointment with someone else. So if you want to change your results, there are three levels of personal accountability. Level one is write a contract with yourself. You don't have to commit it to someone else. Write it with yourself. A good example of this is my phone and my morning routine have gotten a little sloppy. I've gotten into a bad habit of looking at my phone first thing in the morning again. So I wrote down a contract with myself. I am going to move my charger across the room for the next week. And when I wake up, I'm going to write three things down that I learned from Neil Pasricha. I'm going to write three things down. I have a notebook next to my bed. I've moved my charger across the room. And right when I wake up, I'm going to write, I will let go of dot, dot, dot. I am grateful for dot, dot, dot. And I will focus on dot, dot, dot. Every day for the next week, I've written a contract with myself to do that. That is level one. Write a contract with yourself. Level two, commit it to somebody else. Whatever that goal or whatever that thing is that you're going to do. Now, what I just did on this podcast was commit my goal to someone else, to you, to 10,000 other people. For you, it might be on social media. It might be a spouse, a colleague, a boss, a friend. So level two is committing to someone else. Again, a 65% improvement of that goal just by committing to somebody else. And then level three is set an accountability appointment. Remember, you have a 95% increase in your chance of success by setting up a specific accountability appointment. Get a coach. If you want me to be your coach, I do have a few openings. You can go to learnloft.com/coaching. And if it's not me, that's fine. But it has to be someone, and it has to be on your calendar. If finances are an issue and you can't afford a coach right now, ask a friend to be your accountability partner. Help each other. Get it on the calendar. Hold each other accountable. You'll have a 95% chance of success. Here's the best part about accountability. You get to choose how accountable you want to be to yourself. Do you want to be a level one? You want to be a level two? Or do you want to be a level three? It is up to you. But remember, accountability accelerates achievement. So you can model Dabo Swinney if you lead a team. Turn your doghouse into a love shack for your people. And if you want to turn up that accountability dial for yourself, decide what level of accountability you are going to hold yourself to. Level one, level two, or level three. The best part is you and I get to choose. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at home.